Agatha plot info, Fantastic Four casting news, and Loki season 2 premiere. We're talking all that on this week's show. I'm your host, Nick.
And I'm Anthony.
And welcome back to That Superhero Thing.
Let's do it.
I can't remember how to do this. I usually can't. You guys think I'm joking? We spent about 15 minutes trying to figure out what we're doing before we came back. Hi again. We're back.
Hello.
We'll get into why we've been gone in a bit. But it is, yeah, and we say this every time we have a little break. It does feel a little bit weird, and I can't remember what we're doing, and I'm a little bit nervous. I can edit this down. If this takes us 12 hours, I can get this down to a good solid 45 minutes.
And only 15 and that'll be anything good.
Probably. Out of push. We'll get better. We'll build it back up. Let's talk about what we're talking about on this week's show. We've already said it. There's some Agatha casting news. I don't even know what it's called at this point. There's some Agatha casting news. There's some Fantastic Four casting news as well. I'm going to know it's Agatha plot news. See, we've already cocked up. Say we, me. Agatha plot info. We'll get there. Agatha plot info and then the Fantastic Four news. And then we're going to talk about the Loki season premiere.
Yeah.
There's lots to sort of pick apart in this.
Yes.
I'm so happy to be back into something that we're like...
I know. Invested
Anthony,
in.
You know it's good when I get here and Anthony goes, I've watched it twice and I've got no idea what's happening. That's how you know it's solid Marvel television.
I just got confused.
That's how you know it's going to be good. I'll put timestamps in the description. There's no Podfans Assemble this week because we weren't 100% we're going to be back this week.
Yeah.
We'll do Podfans Assemble next week. We'll talk about that.
Yes.
And we'll do all the links to Patreon and stuff like that later on. Just to let you know where we've been, because we thought we better let you know. Some of you already know. We put it on the Discord. Some of the patrons know and a few people know off Twitter as well. Unfortunately, when we came back 2 weeks into us coming back, I didn't lose them, they passed away. But two members of my family passed away within 4 weeks of each other.
Yeah.
And it just hit like a ton of bricks. So we had to take a bit of a hiatus. We are back now. Now's the opportune time to come back, Loki. Yeah. But thank you everybody for all the messages of support that we did get. I appreciate not everybody knew, but yeah, it did mean a lot. So
yeah.
Thank you very much.
And I went to Croatia.
And Auntie had a holiday.
And then I did a show. So mine was for happy reasons, but I was still very busy. Reasons.
I did a wedding.
You did do it.
I married somebody yesterday. I married my brother. It was not the crumpets. sounds very hillbilly-ish. But yeah, I did. Married my brother and
wrong
his wife.
Turn.
Yeah, it was weird, wasn't it? Anyway, it was 2 days ago. I'm still so hungover. It wasn't yesterday. I've got a beer, but I'm still really hungover.
And I literally finished my show last night.
And he did
finish
the
finale
show
last
night.
So. Yeah. Went really well.
Yeah, check it out on Facebook and stuff like that. I'm sure we can link it. We can put it on Twitter and stuff like that. Anyway, should we talk about the actual comic booky stuff?
Yes.
Should we start with Agatha first?
Okay.
So this show has had more names than I've had hot dinners. It seems to be constantly changing. So it was, hang on, let's figure this out. It was Agatha, House of Harkness.
Yeah.
Then it was Coven of Chaos.
Yeah.
Now it's the Darkhold Diaries.
Oh, is it?
And now I've got a feeling it's just going to be called Agatha. Because I've seen a few pictures of just a title that says Agatha. That's all it is.
Maybe they're just waiting to see the next line in.
Does anybody really want to... I mean, are you not really bothered about seeing it?
To be honest.
I'm not really that arsed anymore.
No, I'm bothered about seeing it. I want to see more of Agatha. I'm excited to see more of Agatha.
Yeah, but do we need a whole series?
I don't know.
I don't think we need a whole series. I think she can just pop up with something else. Anyway, there is some official plot synopsis that has come up. Marvel Studios put it in with the copyright office, so this is actually official what's happening. So it says, in the first episode we see Agatha finally break out of a spell that she's been trapped in. She can't wait to go back to her old murderous ways, only to find that she's got no powers. The only way forward for her is to embark on a perilous quest even to get her powers back with the help of an unlikely friend or two.
Ooh.
So no powers Agatha. I feel that that's actually going to be quite entertaining.
Yeah.
Completely powerless. Probably really pissed off that she's got no powers.
I think the realization could be quite comedic as well.
Yeah. That's going to be good.
So I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I'm excited about it now straight away.
Yeah.
Release date wise, we are talking next year, some point now.
September 24, I believe.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Is when we're getting it.
Yes. That's at the moment, though.
Yeah.
This all depends
obviously
when this SAG strike.
Writer strikes and all that.
Writer strike's
kind of
done.
Stuff.
Writer strike's over.
Oh.
Do you know that?
No.
The writer's one's done.
Is it not all the same strike?
No. There's two different strikes.
I just thought they were all no. using different acronyms and shit.
No. There's the writer's strike, which is now finished.
Okay.
A deal was made like only a week ago. So
okay.
it's very recent. So the actor's one is now still going.
Okay.
So once that's all been agreed, everyone can get back to work. Yeah.
Which actually...
The wrestlers can leave WWE again because they've all gone back to WWE. Because they've got nothing else to do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've heard, like now that I've seen into it as well, just how little some of the actors were being paid is insane. You know, there was one of the guys from Sabrina, you know, when that came out, the CW version.
Yes. I thought you meant like old style.
No, the newer one. So one of the, I say extra, he was a named character. He was in it quite a lot.
Okay.
And his pay was about, he was coming away with about $3,000 a month from that.
Okay. Not now, terrible.
He was only doing 3 days work, so it sounds like a lot when you say they get $1,000 a day or whatever.
Yeah.
But because he'd only be needed 3 days in that 1 month, he was only coming away with $3,000 a month. So he was actually holding two other jobs at the same time as doing that.
Right. Okay.
And it was like waiting tables and stuff like that just to get by. And when you realize that that's the disparity between them, like I know that obviously your top actors, the ones in the main.
Yeah.
Steering it kind of thing are going to get more money. That's always going to be a thing because you're paid for how much you do.
Yeah.
But it needs to be some sort of living wage. So I totally get it.
Yeah, it does. And that's probably still not the best example because it's still $3,000. But there's a lot of them who work like 12-hour days and get a lot less.
There was somebody where they said that for something that they did, they only got like $750 or something.
Yeah.
And they've never had any royalties from the back off of it. Do you know what I mean? Like it's all of that kind of stuff. So it's just insane how, especially when it's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
And they're essentially just shitting on the people that
it's not
that pull it together.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of them are getting paid that badly. In general, it's when you realize how much money they are making. That's when it gets a little bit ridiculous. Like how many millions and billions these people, these companies are earning and how much of it's then profit that then just goes to obviously like the CEOs and stuff like that. You've got no clue and probably a lot of them don't actually do much anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's not great. So hopefully though, it's going to be over.
Will come together.
Hopefully it's going to be over soon and a deal will be reached. Sticking with the strike to a degree is the Fantastic Four casting news.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't know this. Again, we've not really had our fingers on the pulse recently. I believe though that the Fantastic Four have now been cast.
Done.
It's not been announced.
Yeah.
But contracts have been signed. They have got the main four members of the team.
Okay.
The Matt Shackman, who's the director, has said that the announcement is going to be made who it is as soon as the strike is over.
Okay.
And he also says it's going to be filmed at Pinewood Studios in London as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this thing that we have talked about, how many times we've said on this show, we've got Fantastic Forecasting news, and there never is.
I know.
It's actually happening now. It's done. The
as
rumors
soon as it's
can
in
start.
London, that superhero thing on the road.
Yeah, if we get there, let's see if we're back next week. No other major thing happens to us next week where we have to stop again. I can't believe we're finally actually getting close to this point where we're going to know who they are.
Yeah.
I still don't know who I want.
No,
I think I'm past Krasinski now. I think Krasinski's probably past it now as well. I think too much time's gone. If I had to put money down, I would probably say Adam Driver. Not necessarily want, but I think that's probably...
I think that's... That's the road we're going to go down.
All these rumors, as well, they're clearly all just rubbish. All these, I know there's a lot of people, and I'm not shitting on everybody who maybe like reports scoops and stuff. I think there's a lot of people out there, particularly on Twitter, not necessarily making money, but getting a lot of attention for exclusive information that is just drivel that they've thought. I know I'll put something out there saying a trusted source I can't name. It's literally like me sitting there saying, "Oh, I can now officially announce that Rishi Sunak's been cast as Mr. Fantastic." Do you know what I mean?
And it was me that told you
exactly. And yeah, from a reliable source. It's just crap.
Yeah,
but if I put enough behind it, people would be like, "Nobody believe it." Clearly, but it's. I think there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, yeah.
But we will finally know what's happening with it.
Yeah.
And where it's all going, which is great. So one day that's
exciting.
Great. Do you want to talk? Let's talk about Loki now.
Okay.
Loki season one premiere, go.
Season two premiere.
Loki season two premiere, go.
So So we actually, I mean, we went straight into the action there, didn't
we? Yeah, we did.
Like, I was really happy that we got a little bit of the previously on Loki.
I needed the recap so much.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I didn't realize how much I needed the recap until I watched the recap, because I was like, I can kind of remember, but I could do with a refresher. So much went on.
But did you feel like stuff happened between the ending of that one and the beginning of this one?
No.
Because they were like, who are you?
Straight in.
To Loki.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, he's running away from them. So I was like,
no, because when
I didn't understand why he was running
away
from them.
So at the end of the last series, he said to Mobius. He said to Mobius, he was saying, we need to do this, he's coming, all that sort of stuff. And then Mobius was saying to him, who is it coming? And he goes, what department are you from? He says to Loki, what department are you from? And he does, and then his face drops, and then B-15 says, get security here now.
Oh, I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, so
I just
that's
remember
what
it then zooming
the
in
end.
On the statue of...
So I think she's twigged on to the
fact
he's a variant.
Okay.
And then it's like, right, great, get them in. So then he's started off running from them.
Brilliant
and then
chase scene, by the way.
We're straight in. Brilliant chase scene, yeah.
The whole thing with the taxi.
Yes.
Crashing into Kang's cheek.
Yeah.
And then crashing into the bit where Casey is.
Casey.
Yeah.
Dead impressed we got Casey back so quickly.
I was so happy we got Casey back straight away.
I enjoyed the whole thing, but I was, and we'll go off it. I'm going to go off here and come back, but I enjoyed the fact straight away that I was so confused as to what was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why, and we will, you know, we'll do the episode, but straight away, I feel like we're back to proper MCU.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're sitting here and you've not got any clue what's going on. I haven't really got a clue what's going on either.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I've put the tiniest little bits together once I got to the end of the episode. I've written all the notes for this and I'm like asking myself questions on my notes.
Yeah.
And then 2 minutes later, I've answered that question and it's like, it's messing up my notes. But it's answering things as we go, but there's still so many questions. And the best thing is, right, as we said, we've not got a PodFans Assemble this week. But a lot of the listeners have been talking on the Discord. If you're not on the Discord, hit the link in the description, get in there. It's absolutely free. They've been talking on the Discord, and they're already, people are talking, like Kenneth, one of our patrons, is talking about the lights when he goes to the future bit. We'll get there. Potentially being Morse code, who's on the phone, who pruned him. And it's like, we're one episode in and we're already getting and from experience of Marvel, it's all going to turn out to be nothing probably, but we're there talking about these things, and it doesn't feel like for ages we've had anything like that, even though things have led, you know, like with Secret Invasion, even to a degree
we've not
Ahsoka.
Really had it since Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
No, we haven't.
It's been that long.
I know. I'm so glad to be back with it.
Yeah.
And we won't sort of, you know, poo-poo all over Secret Invasion, but I feel like we're back to a higher quality of Marvel now.
Totally.
And I'm hoping the delay to Loki is what's helped it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Really, really can't wait. So what does he do? So he time jumps out of...
So we find out, so this is the other thing.
Time
we
slipping.
Find out it was time slipping rather than jumping through other multiverses.
Yeah.
So, because that's what we initially thought, wasn't it? That it was a branch.
Yes. And what you mean at the end of last series?
Yeah.
We thought it was a different timeline with Kang there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas now we know that it's actually the main timeline, but it's a different time.
It's the same timeline. So yeah, so as we go through, because we get him going to, like, I thought at first that might be it. And then when he went to the war room, and he was in this alternate, and it was all the Kangs were on the wall where he was, and then he went, and it was the timekeepers.
Yeah,
I was questioning it then. I was like, well, it can't be a different time, because why would nobody remember who Kang is?
Yeah,
and then it turns out that memories have been wiped.
Yeah,
but the question is, and they kind of ask it in this: how many times have all these people's memories been wiped for them to remember that? You know,
well, because
how long have they been going?
Because now we also get to a point where we get kind of an idea, because we get a new character in this one.
Obi. Ouroboros, which is the weirdest pronunciation of it.
What's the other pronunciation?
So I know it as a Ouroboros, and the reason I know it as a Ouroboros is because it's from Red Dwarf.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a whole episode of Red Dwarf called Ouroboros.
Okay.
And it's, so Ouroboros, the symbol for Ouroboros or Ouroboros is a snake eating its own tail.
Okay.
And it's the visualization of infinity.
Yeah.
And that all time is in basically a loop.
Okay.
And that's the whole thing. And I'll get there in a minute. in Red Dwarf,
yeah,
Dave Lister is his own father.
Yes, I remember that one. Yeah,
yeah. Dave Lister is his own father, and he just so it's basically the whole thing.
Isn't that the one where he's found by the pool table or something?
Yeah, he's found under the pool table in the box. Yeah. And the on the box it says Ouroboros, and it's because that was the way to go back in time to deliver his own kid there.
Yeah.
And Dave thought that on the box it meant Rob or Ross, because the real parents wanted him to be called Rob or Ross.
Yeah.
So I've always, as soon as I saw the title, I was like, oh, it's a Ouroboros, I wonder where we're getting with this.
Yeah.
So it threw me a little bit where they were calling them Ouroboros, because it just sounds a bit, it sounds more Disney, to be fair. Yeah. It sounds a lot more Disney. But straight away, amazing character.
Yeah.
Ke-Huy Quan?
I think so,
is the actor. I mean, we knew he was going to be in it. He is amazing.
He is.
I've not seen him. He's not, when you think about it, he's not been in that many things.
No.
But everything he's been in, he stole the show. Even, so, what was it called?
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Such a good film.
He was so good in that.
Yes.
And then obviously, really and truly, the last time we've seen him was Goonies and Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
So, like, but I absolutely adore him.
He's amazing.
And his whole demeanor. He's so humble.
Yeah.
Like, him winning that Oscar. I can't even talk about it without it making me well up again every time.
He's
because
boss.
I just think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But he was just brilliant in this. And his comedy was ever so light.
Yes.
But it was perfect every time. He was hitting the mark with the pauses in between what he's saying. And then the fact that the next time, because it was the whole, he responds in the exact same way when Loki goes into the past.
I love that.
So funny.
But they didn't have to throw that in, but even throwing the Mobius going in saying, you're remembering it because Loki's telling you now in the past in real time. So you're only just remembering it because he's there.
Yeah.
And it's a complete, like, you know,
language.
Yeah, totally. But it doesn't make any sense, but it makes
perfect sense at the same time.
Yeah. Absolutely love it. Yeah. It's amazing the whole way that they've done it.
He was just brilliant, and he's like, so this is this.
He puts it across, we can do it now.
Yeah. Like, it's just brilliant
to nail the coming across as completely stupid but a genius at the same time. That's hard to do, and he absolutely gets it perfectly.
Totally. But the reason I was coming to him was because of the fact that he says, I haven't seen you in what, and then Mobius like does not remember him at all, and he's like, 3, 4, and he goes, 100 years.
Yeah.
So that already gives us an insight.
400 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you said 100 years.
No, sorry. He said 3 or 4, and then he said 100. Yeah. So like the fact that we now know that the last time he saw him was 400 years ago.
He said you were the last visitor.
Oh, sorry. No, I mean the last time Mobius saw him was 400 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't remember.
Yeah.
Like, it just goes to show that he's been there a hell of a long time and doesn't realise just how long it's been.
Because he's
been getting his memory
Mobius.
Wiped. So that's making me also think that Ouroboros is not getting his mind wiped. So why is he not getting his wiped?
He can't have his mind wiped. He can't have had his mind wiped. Think about it. Because if
so, is that why he gets locked away and doesn't see anybody?
Well, I don't know whether you'd know he didn't have. Maybe they just, I don't know. But right, if we break this down, because I didn't even think about this.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's good. I didn't even think about the fact that he's not had his mind wiped.
Yeah.
I thought only when we're talking about it, I'm thinking, maybe that's the thing. But he's probably just been forgotten, because if he'd had his mind wiped at all, Loki talking to him in the past wouldn't have done anything.
Exactly.
He wouldn't have now remembered it now.
Yeah.
So for some reason, he's not getting his mind wiped.
So why isn't he?
Is it because, well, he could be completely forgotten because he said that Mobius was his last visitor 400 years ago.
Yeah.
So he's been on his own down there for 400 years.
I love that he was working. Like, oh yeah, and we stopped and talked to him. And he's like, no, you left straight away.
Exactly. he said he doesn't sleep. He just works. My company would love him. Honestly, you've worked for them. You know. Let's hope the bosses haven't watched this because they'll get ideas. But he's either, here we go. This is where we start getting into the theories now.
Yeah.
He's either completely forgotten.
Yeah.
Or he's of Kang variant, and he's a bad.
Maybe
I could see him as potentially being a bad guy. I'd love it. I would love that turn. I think there's more
just because it's him.
Yeah, I think there's more to him than we know. There probably isn't, knowing Marvel.
Yeah,
but it'd be great if there was more
just
to him than we know.
To me, that so this is where when I said to you, like, I'm confused.
Yeah,
this was where I got confused, because I thought, if everybody's mind's being wiped, why isn't his?
Yeah.
Is there something special about him?
didn't even think
that there is a reason that he's not getting wiped.
I would imagine it's just it's. I would guess if we're going to be realistic, it's either he's been forgotten,
yeah,
or Marvel haven't thought about it,
yeah.
And I would probably go with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't even think about it, as I said, until we just sort of deconstructed that.
Yeah.
I think it's the way that they did explain it, though, I think the time jumpy stuff can be quite confusing, and the whole multiverse saga has been very confusing, and again, we'll talk about that as well. It was really nice and basic. Even though it was confusing, they kind of made it stupid-proof.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got it very quickly. You did as well. You've just sat there and said you got it. I think it was dead straightforward.
I kind of do.
So
it's just very David Tennant doctor-y, isn't it? Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
It is very wibbly wobbly timey wimey. It's like a proper quandary as well, isn't it? Like the whole situation, because somebody who obviously you've got this whole thing with Loki time slipping, which we'll come back to, but the other sort of little subplot that you've got, and it's quite from an emotional perspective, I suppose, is how against the whole timekeeper thing B15 is now.
Yeah,
because she's sitting there and she's going, well, we can't destroy these branch timelines. We need to keep them going. Because every time we're destroying the branch timeline, we're killing people. We're killing people's lives. We're literally destroying, destroying, destroying. We need to stop doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's pleading to the council.
Yeah.
Which is the new bosses basically in place of the timekeepers.
Yeah.
But Loki, but you've got to think at the same time, it's all been constructed by He Who Remains to stop all these different timelines being destroyed by Kang variants.
Yeah.
So you're kind of killing people to stop Kang killing them.
Yeah.
So it's like, which is the greater evil? You're stopping them.
Is he doing it to stop Kang killing people, or is he doing it to stop all the other Kangs getting the power?
No, he's doing it to stop. So again, this is more questions, isn't it? So the way I see it, so there's a Kang in every, obviously there's different Kangs in every timeline, and that's why there's so many of them. So each variant of Kang is the Kang from that timeline.
Yeah.
And it's seemingly every version of Kang in every timeline turns out to be a complete bad supervillain, apart from him.
Yeah.
So he's keeping his timeline the only timeline to stop any of these variants existing.
But then my question is,
why are there other ones?
No. My question is that even working? Because if we go by inclusive of all the other movies and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got the end of Ant-Man 4 where they are all together in a big Kang council.
So my question is, where is this? Where's this set? But time.
The TVA one.
Yeah, but then it's not within a time, is it? That's the thing.
It's outside.
So I can only. You've got to think, though, before this all happened.
Yeah.
I'm getting deep into the MCU here. Before. Loki was the first thing. Loki season one, with the timelines branching, was the first step into the multiverse.
Yeah.
That we've seen.
Yes.
At all.
Yeah.
So all those other Kangs have only appeared. Before we get into season two of Loki, all those other Kangs have only appeared since the timeline started branching in Loki series one.
Yes.
So I see it as they are all the result of the end of Loki episode one, Loki season one. So all those Kangs and the big thing at the end of Quantumania, the Kang in Quantumania, any other Kang we've ever seen since then, are all the result of the timelines branching in Loki season one.
Okay.
And now we're catching up with what's happened.
But in Ant-Man,
you
go back because of when, what's her name? Mum. Michelle Pfeiffer. When she knew about Kang because he was already...
But the TVA is out of time.
No, I get that.
Yeah. No, I know, but that could all have been after Loki because the TVA isn't in a specific time. So the timeline, the point in time where it branched in actual time could have been 70 years ago.
So what we're saying is Loki's end of season one was the point where, what's our Earth number?
616.
616. So all of the other versions, that's the point that they've began.
Yes.
But we just don't know when that is because they are out of the time.
Yes. Now we don't necessarily know that Earth 616 is the main timeline.
No, we don't.
I would imagine that that's the future reboot.
Well, we find out that this one was a branch.
616, Earth 616 could be the 616th timeline that branched.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the one that we're on. So all these other Kangs didn't exist until... I mean, this might could be completely wrong, but I can't understand how else you could explain it.
Well, the only thing I would say to debunk that is it's Loki from 616 that's ended up...
But he's out of time now. He's in a different time. He's a variant plucked from time.
But he'd be destroying his own timeline.
Yeah, he would. I don't know.
I know. It's messy, isn't it?
It's very, very messy. I'm hoping...
But it's intriguing as shit.
It is.
Like, I can't stop thinking about it.
It's the sort of thing that allows us to do this podcast, because otherwise it'd be too basic. I'm hoping, because we've had so much. We've had all the Kang thing that was going on in Quantumania.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had Multiverse of Madness, which gave absolutely no sort of callback to Loki in any way, shape, or form. It was as if the multiverse was created in a completely different way.
Yeah.
In Multiverse of Madness, it's all gone a little bit bonkers.
Well, Multiverse of Madness really was also off the back of Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it was the whole thing with Peter's spell.
I completely forgot about that.
All split up because of Peter's spell.
Yeah. So it's like in the TV world.
Yeah.
Loki caused it.
Yeah.
And in the movie world, Thingy caused it.
Yeah.
But then Quantumania was the third one, or kind of like a mix in between the two.
Yeah.
Even though the MCU, and we're not getting into my problems with the MCU because we'll be here for hours, but it feels like the MCU that we've had so far, so phase 4, 5, whatever we're on, even though it's all been multiversal, none of it feels linked.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping, especially after the break that they've had, that this Loki season is now going to push this all together. And we're going to get to the end of Loki and we're going to go,
I'm just hoping in general that now we're so far into it, the conversation that Kevin Feige is going to have with any director is...
You need to stick to the plan.
You need have your own story.
Yeah.
But you need to be able to link it. Doesn't have to be direct, but it needs to link from what's already happened, because all of these little bits now are becoming too big a thing for you to... Again, it's like the thing coming out of the ocean and the fact that it's barely been mentioned since it happened in Eternals.
In Eternals, yeah.
Like, it's all of that kind of stuff. We need to now have consequences, because the whole point of Endgame was the consequences of all the actions from before that. So the consequences don't just stop because they got rid of Thanos. There's other big worldly stuff that has happened.
Yeah, I know.
And we need to just, you know, we don't have to turn around and have this whole scene where everyone goes, oh my God, this has happened.
Yeah.
But like in She-Hulk.
A lot of
things wrong with She-Hulk.
Yeah.
But it was mentioned that it was sticking out the scene in the newspaper. And it's like, that's enough.
I know.
That's enough to just throw you back and go, so people have noticed.
It wasn't enough. It was the closest we've got.
In that one thing for the TV series, I'd say that was enough for that.
When you get to the point where you're relying on She-Hulk to tie your universe together, it's not a good situation you find yourself in.
And this is what I'm saying.
Yes.
But like, I mean, it even teased about Wolverine. And stuff like that, She-Hulk. And those kind of things were brilliant because it just related it to the overall MCU. And as much as we want some of these to be able to stand alone and you enjoy that movie as a one-off, it still needs to be relatable to the rest of the
MCU. Which is the only reason why the MCU was ever as good as it was. Because you'd had superhero movies in the past.
Yeah.
There was never any continuity, particularly with like the Fox movies. There was no continuity whatsoever.
Yeah.
And the only reason that even after all that, those years of bang, average, no continuity movies that the MCU did well was because it was so together.
Yeah.
It was one story, and we've now moved on to phase 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Where there isn't any.
No.
It's very, very loose and we don't know what's happening. And I think this is the opportunity. And I've got a little bit of confidence in it now
because we've technically just entered phase 5.
Yeah.
So phase 4 was about the loss and the consequence of what happened in Endgame. It was ending some people's stories, you know, passing batons for some people and all that kind of stuff. Which, okay, I get. Dragged out a bit, but I get it,
yeah.
So now, phase 5 starting, this is the kick up the arse that they need to make sure that we do continue from what's gone on. No one forgets. And I mean, the snap gets mentioned all the time because it was the biggest event that went down.
Yeah.
But again, there are these things that are still massive that are happening that we're not seeing again and it's not relating. So I'm hoping that this is the start of it now.
Yeah, hopefully the way that they've done it, we'll get off this now, but hopefully the way they've done it is they've started the whole multiverse thing with the end of Loki series 1. They've let it all happen.
Yeah.
And now we're going to go, right, Loki season two, we're going to explain. Thanks for bearing with us. We're going to explain what it means now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're going to show you what it means.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Going back to what we were saying about B-15, though, and this new committee.
Yeah.
Did you notice one of the people, the one who was, like, against, who was, like, not happy doing it, and she wants
Scottish
to
keep, one.
Yeah, yeah, which yeah. from Game of Thrones.
No.
She was Lady of the Vale from Game of Thrones.
No, I didn't even get onto that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's the one with the sky door.
Yeah, yeah.
The moon door.
Yeah.
That was it, yeah. And when I was there, I was thinking jokingly to myself, I'm just waiting for a kid to come in now and start having a breastfeed. And then that soldier dude was like giving her a hug and she was like stroking his head and I was like, she's going to whip it out. She's going to get it out any minute. It's like, that's the only character she can play.
Yeah.
Weird mum.
Yeah.
Bitty type thing. The time slipping. Can we talk about time slipping?
Yeah. So first of all, CGI, spot on.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect.
First thing I noticed on this, I was like, okay, they've spent the time on this and that's brilliant.
It looks so good. Yeah. It looks so painful. The looks Venom-y. On his... Yeah, a little
Gives
bit,
me
yeah.
Venom vibes.
The look on his face and the scream is like sheer pain. And then Mobius nails it. You look like you're being born and dying at the exact same time.
Yeah.
It's spot on. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Love that. Let's talk about the actual thing that happened then. So obviously, we've had the time slipping. We've met Obi.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to say, and not less as not as stupid as Ouroboros.
Yeah.
We've met him. We know what's going on. So the end of the episode, we've got the plan.
Yeah.
So Mobius wants Loki to stop the time slipping.
Yeah.
So they have to go to the I've written this down because I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
We have to go to the temporal loom.
Yes.
So the temporal loom is the thing that creates the new that creates the timeline.
Yes.
So again, where is this set?
Genuinely looks like a giant wire in
it
space.
It does, but I'm like, where it? So if that's I know we're getting back to this, and I won't go deep into it again. Yeah. Just a very quick question from what we just said, though. If that is creating the timeline,
yeah,
and it's creating one timeline,
yeah.
So in real time, that is somewhere in time.
Yes.
So where in time is that?
Not a clue.
So that's what we need to hopefully find out at some point, because that's going to explain where Earth 616 is, whether it's the original or it's not, and if not, where it's split.
The other thing is, that's essentially a machine.
Yeah, I know.
So who controls it?
Exactly. Well, he who remains.
I know we assume Kang.
But
if that was to go, nothing would exist.
I get the impression. Again,
I don't know whether I'm going too big with it, but like for me, someone switches that off.
Okay, I'm going back.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm going back. I know it sounds daft.
I'm going back. So I'll retract a little bit of what I've seen. Okay. So Kang, right, this again might be wrong. Listeners, tell me if I'm wrong and I'm talking crap. So all these variants and all these timelines have existed.
Yes.
So we've had a phase where all these different branch timelines existed.
Yes.
And a council of Kangs existed.
Yeah.
And they were all complete bads.
Yes.
And knobheads, apart from Nathaniel Richards, He Who Remains.
Yes.
And the reason he's called He Who Remains is because he went back, destroyed every branch.
Yeah.
And put together and created one timeline that kept just him as Kang.
Right.
Okay? So at some point, all these branch timelines and multiverses have existed.
Yeah.
He went back, and deleted them all until he got to the beginning of time, I assume. Yeah. And then redid all of time just with one.
Right.
And every time a timeline branches, the TVA go in and stop that timeline. So all the Kangs have existed. They got deleted, and now they're starting to exist again. But that still doesn't answer the question as to the MCU that we've known so far. Was that in the original branches or the new branches afterwards? Because we had this multiversal war that we talked about in series one of Loki, when all the Kangs fought each other. We just don't know. I suppose we don't know whether the MCU that we know now is either the main timeline.
Yeah.
I really think it's not. That could be the main timeline. If it's not the main timeline, is the MCU that we know now set before or after he deleted everything? If I had to guess, I would say it's before he deleted everything. So Loki's in some sort of future-ish type thing now.
Right.
And the MCU that we're going to get after Kang Dynasty, whatever, is going to be the new timeline set after this. Okay. There you go. There's my prediction. Because that'll allow the reset. We'll get a new Tony Stark and all.
Okay.
That type of thing. But anyway, back to the listeners, let us know. Do a proper Pod Fans Assemble next week. But Let us know what you think's happening with it. I'm sure you'll all let us know in the Discord. The temporal loom then. So yes, they get this machine thing, I can't remember what it's called, that Mobius has, and he's got to go in to the temporal loom, turn it on, and that machine will then pull all the different parts of Loki into one thing, and then he has to prune himself to pull himself out of it, and then he can come back.
Right.
Yeah? And if Mobius doesn't do it right, he'll lose all his skin.
Yeah.
That's it, innit?
I think so.
Yeah. Hang on. Yeah, that's it. Something along them lines, anyway. It is confusing. I'm really stuck. That whole scene, I really enjoyed that.
I really enjoyed that.
The suit that Mobius was in.
The way it was peeling away.
Well, no, just the way, the look of it.
Yeah.
Character design, costume design.
Yeah.
Well done, because that was brilliant.
It was really good.
It looked garbage.
Yeah.
And that's why it was so good. It was clunky. It looked like something that you'd put in a really bad TV show, B-movie in the 60s. It was perfect. The huge condenser tube coming out the back of it looked like an old tumble dryer I used to have. Seriously, looked so good. And then, when he went into it and it was all peeling away, I was just waiting for the skin to start peeling off.
Yeah.
That was good. And again, so Loki gets zapped. Loki time slips.
Yes.
But this time to the future.
Yeah.
You get that, yeah?
No.
So when he time slips, so every time he's been time slipping,
he's gone backwards.
He's gone back into the past and then to the present.
Yeah, yeah.
So when he time slipped out of there, when he had the pruning stick in his hand, he went forward because it still said skin on the machine.
Right.
So Mobius, because he was worried about his skin, had written skin in the dust on one of the machines.
Right.
And when Loki time slipped, that was still there, which meant Loki was now in the future.
Right, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So Loki missed his... Mobius did his thing.
Yeah.
Loki missed his cue.
Yeah.
Or we thought he'd missed his cue anyway because he couldn't find the stick to do it.
Yeah.
He hears a phone ringing.
Yeah.
All the lights are flashing.
Yeah.
And he's in a future version of it. How far in the future, we don't know. Could have been 10 minutes.
And then was it Sylvie at the door?
And then the lift opens and it's Sylvie.
Yeah.
But it's not, we'll come back to the post-credit scene, it's not that Sylvie, or at least not that time of Sylvie.
Okay.
And the only reason I know is because in the trailers for this, Sylvie's got an awful fringe.
Yeah.
Like Courtney Cox Scream 3.
Oh no.
Awful fringe. Okay. And she had the awful fringe there.
Right.
And then the Sylvie that we saw
looked
was
normal
Sylvie.
Yeah.
Clearly she just had her hair pulled back because she still looked a little bit different, but it's clearly that Sylvie. So Sylvie then says when she opens, she's like prying the lift open. And she says, there you are, I think she says.
Yeah.
And then someone prunes Loki from behind.
Yeah.
So we've got questions.
I thought he'd done it to himself.
No, Loki didn't. Yeah, so it wasn't him.
No.
Someone else has pruned him and saved him.
Yeah.
Because he needed to be pruned, otherwise he wouldn't have gone back.
Yeah.
So at first I thought it was Sylvie doing it.
Yeah.
But then I realised it's not her.
Yeah.
So the questions I've kind of got are, I've got loads.
Yeah.
Who's ringing the phone?
Yeah.
Is it anybody or is it just a phone ringing in?
Is it a TVA phone? Do we know?
Yeah, it was a phone. Yeah, it was a phone outside. There was just a phone next to the lift.
Okay.
But that phone could have just been going off.
Yeah.
Or it could have been specifically ringing so that he followed it and went to the lift, which is where Sylvie was. We don't know. We might not get an answer, but I'm hoping we will. And then when, I suppose we've got the question, who pruned Loki?
Yeah.
And also, when Sylvie said, there you are, was she talking to Loki?
Or the person
who pruned Loki?
Can I also throw in another question?
Go.
If the whole point of that was that they were pulling every Loki from every variant, why did Sylvie not?
No, it wasn't every Loki. No, it was just that version of Loki from every time. So because he was time slipping, it was putting
him from his timeline.
Yeah, it was putting Loki in loads of different times.
Yeah.
So they had to pull that Loki to... out of all those times,
right? Okay, sorry.
And then chuck
him
into the time that he should have been in. Basically,
sorry. That's where I was getting confused.
But yeah, who is it? Is it Kei Hui Kwan? Is it Obi? Is it Sylvie? Is it Mobius? Is it Loki? Is it the future version of Loki pruning himself because he knows he has to prune himself otherwise he can't exist? Again, is that the whole meaning of Ouroboros?
Is it somebody else completely unexpected?
Is it someone else completely unexpected? Mephisto.
Oh no.
Oh, here we go.
Mephisto.
And I know that was the end of the episode.
Yeah.
But the fact that I got to the end of the episode and was like, who, the what, and the why, and the how. Yeah. I was like, I love this.
Yeah, yeah.
We're back to something where we're...
You can sink your teeth into it.
When you get to the end of an MCU episode, and you seriously, and you ask this question seriously, could it be Mephisto? You know you've got to the end of a good MCU TV episode, because I'm like, I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited to know. I'm hoping it's either... I'm hoping it's another Loki variant that we've not met yet.
Yeah.
Or what's his face? Richard E. Grant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
Or do you reckon it could be Kid Loki? Because obviously there were loads of talks in the first season that obviously because they were thinking about the young.
Oh, like the Young Avengers.
The Young Avengers.
I hope that's not a thing anymore.
I hope that's not a thing. What if it was Alligator Loki?
What if it was Thor?
Frog Thor.
I don't know. I'm just really excited.
Yeah.
I'm just really excited to know, to see what's happening.
Yeah. But imagine if it was something crazy like Wanda.
Yeah.
You know, because she's been mucking up the lines on her part.
Yeah, yeah.
And she thinks that by sorting Loki out, it could get her a kids. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's all sorts of different things that could come into this. Now, I know that that one's quite unlikely.
Yeah.
But, like...
It could be anybody at this stage. Yeah.
And that's what I think is
if
really cool about
if I had to put money
it.
Down, I'd go future Loki.
Would you?
Yeah. And again, I think the Ouroboros is a kind of a clue to that, because it's like you have to go back and you have to do this to create yourself, because if you don't do it... And it's the whole paradox thing. It's like... If he didn't do it, he wouldn't have been able to go over there in the future. Do you know what I mean? It creates that loop. It's that time loop.
It's that whole
loop.
Thing of him saving and himself to go back so that he's in the one timeline.
Exactly, yeah.
You missed your mark, so you've now got to go to the future to go and prune yourself so that you fix what's not happened now. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That going off on one, because that's what we do. You know, we haven't done it yet, but we have. I watched a video the other day, and it was about Back to the Future. We're getting into this now. Yeah. Do you know why I keep looking at the machine there as if like people are watching us?
Yeah, yeah.
They're not. We might get there again one day. I saw a thing, and it was how many times in Back to the Future 2 did Marty McFly die?
Oh, yeah.
Because Doc Brown kept saving him.
Yeah.
And it's like, did he only save him because he knew that's where he died? So when he jumps off the top of the tower, Biff Tower,
yeah.
Is that because the doc came and found him dead at the bottom? So he jumped back in time and saved him from the top.
That's quite cool.
And then when he saves him from getting run over when he puts the rope down, is that because he got run over by Biff? And that just made me think of that. And I thought, it's a bit of a dark way of looking at Back to the Future.
Yeah.
It's quite clever. But yeah, I'm thinking that's where it's going.
Okay.
Before we sort of sum it up, should we do post credits?
Yes.
Take us through post credits.
So.
You know the year and the place.
We see the orange TVA door open.
We do, the time door.
In Oklahoma, 1982.
Yeah.
I can't remember where in Oklahoma.
Somewhere in Oklahoma.
And Sylvie steps out.
Yeah.
So we're assuming that this is straight from the room of...
Yeah, because she killed He Who Remains.
She stabbed him,
and then jumped through a time door.
Yes.
To here.
So we think that this is directly her coming out the other side. And the first thing she does is she goes to a McDonald's.
Do you think she picked this place? Or do you think she just opened a random time door?
I think she just opened a random time
door
to get out.
Okay.
I think if she'd have picked it, she might have been more likely to get followed. I think, I don't know how the doors are designed, but maybe
it's just... KFC and would have picked the KFC instead.
Maybe. But then they basically...
Or she might be mental and want Burger King. I mean, some people like that.
Yeah. But it sounds like she's basically just saying, I want to start a new life.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Because he's asking her what she wants and stuff like that.
Everything.
I want to try everything.
Yeah.
I think
it's
she
freedom.
Just,
She's free.
Not running anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one knows where I am.
Yeah.
Clearly not, because they're looking for her at the end of that thing. Yeah. And B-15's like, this can't all be for Sylvie.
Yeah.
Why would you send this many people to catch one variant?
Yeah.
But yeah, she's free. She's broken free. And again, you can see the joy on her face, can't you?
Yeah.
So but again, how's she then going to go from that to getting back to Loki?
Well, incest mum and son are after us specifically, aren't they?
And they shall forever be known as incest mum and son on this show.
Yeah.
If we call it anybody else, messages, listeners, and tell
us. Sexy lingerie pigs all over again, isn't
we are into incest mum and son. Great. This is a lot darker than sexy lingerie pigs, but we're into it. Yeah, great. I'm not into incest mum and son. That sounds weird. But yeah.
I didn't think that when you said it, but I just let it slide.
I like that. Yeah. I don't like that. Hang on. No, I'm confused. Stop. Yeah. I feel like I need to move on. We'll call it that from now on.
Yeah.
But yeah,
so they're, I mean, the fact that they're after that specific Sylvie just means that there's something more to it.
Yes. What are the ramifications of her having that nice new life?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Well, it's yeah. a life she's not supposed to have, isn't it? Technically.
Yeah.
And now she's not even in her own
She's a person
branch
she's not supposed
that
to
she's
be.
Not supposed to be in. So she's now, she's the wrong person in the wrong branch yeah. as well.
It is a branch. We know it's a branch timeline, don't we? Because it said branch timeline, 1982, yeah, yeah. Oklahoma, wherever. Yeah. So it's not the main timeline. No. So it's one of these new ones that have been created.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, when there's so many, finding her is going to be an absolute nightmare yeah. for them, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But why, again though, why go after just her in that branch timeline? Because surely it would be, if they're sending all those soldiers to one timeline,
yeah.
surely, because they can see at what point all those timelines went off, if you've got yeah. enough soldiers, you send one soldier to the start of every one of those timelines and
yeah.
kill them all then, don't you? Yeah, prune yeah. them all then, but yeah, amazing.
Very
in summary,
interesting.
Excellent episode one.
Brilliant.
Got me thinking.
Confused, but love it.
Didn't need a two-episode premiere.
No, that was more than enough.
That finished the yeah, yeah. absolutely perfect time.
Perfect way for people to ponder for a week because it's left with so many open questions. Yeah. So
I'm so excited. I don't really even know how many. 10 episodes?
I don't know.
I think, it's not. I think it might be 6. Whenever okay. it finishes, it takes us to the same day that The Marvels comes out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so the Loki premiere season finale even
yeah.
is the same week as The Marvels. Okay. Whether that's going to tie together, I don't know. I would guess not because The Marvels were supposed to come out last year. But yeah, it's going to be a busy week.
Unless something that Loki does is what causes them to be shifting between the three of them.
Oh, it's going to be so confusing.
I know, but you never know.
It's going to be so... I just hope,
Because if you think about it, I mean, they're not swapping branch yeah. of multiverse. They're not swapping time, but they're swapping position, essentially, yeah. and that's all it is.
In the one timeline rather than alternate realities.
So is that something to do with the repercussions of whatever this time slipping is?
Potentially. I like it. I just like the fact we've got so many questions, yeah, yeah, Anthony. Yeah. It's brilliant. I like yeah. the fact that I can't wait for next week. It's been so long since I've watched a Marvel show.
Yeah.
And... been
Come
very
feeling like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I wasn't even like that on Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
Considering it was the thing I was the most hyped for the past 6 months.
Yeah.
When I got there, I was like, yeah, it's good. But it's very good. And it was very good at
it
the
was
start.
Very good. And
it finished
then the
a
last
bit
episode
now.
Ended.
Yeah. We're not going to go back and do a full review. No. But to be, and I know you've not watched it yet, but fair dues Disney, Ahsoka was also fantastic.
Was it?
Yes.
Is Ahsoka finished now? So I
Ahsoka's
just
finished.
Through it.
Binge it. I did the whole thing in 2 days. I waited for it all. Again, okay. we missed the first couple of episodes because what was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I sat there this week and yeah. binged it Monday, Tuesday. Did okay. the whole thing. Great. Really, really enjoyed it.
Good.
And solid
I mean,
return.
I've seen things online and stuff, so I kind of know people are dropping in and yeah. stuff like that. But it's intrigued me more to watch it, to be
it
fair.
It was
anyway.
Really, really... And I don't know whether it helped because I was watching it in one lot, in yeah, one yeah. big go. But to be fair, at the end of every episode, I was like, I need to watch the next episode yeah. now. There was no point where I was like, oh, that was... There was no filler.
Yeah.
Like with The Mandalorian season 3, yeah, there were like yeah, proper yeah. filler episodes and yeah. it was like nothing's happened for a week.
Yeah.
There was none of that. It was all good. And that's I'm hoping good. Because of all the delays Disney have had,
yeah.
they've gone, we need to pull our finger out now and start producing good stuff. So I'm yeah. hoping the lull is over and yeah. and this is it. But yeah, return
to form.
Do you
know what? The thing is, spend the next 24 months just pumping a little bit more money into them. Not in the sense of you need to do more, just so that you get the level... Pay the FX artists more, like doing all of those things to yeah. give them the right amount so that they will do the work
yeah.
that gets it to that level that it was at before.
Yes,
do that.
Yeah, and again,
and you will reap the benefits from yeah. that.
And both
like,
shows,
there are people walking away from Marvel at this point who are not yeah. watching it anymore because of this
the
lull
FX have
that
been
they've
garbage.
Had.
Yes,
and so. If you bring that back and, you know, now that the writer's strike is sorted, hopefully they're happier with the pay. And, you know, again, it's not even about people not doing their best. It's the productivity that comes with it.
I know.
If you feel your worth, you automatically add an extra 10% to 20% to your work attitude and stuff. And that yeah. can bring out the more creative ideas
Definitely.
And things like that. So the next 2 years, at minimum, I mean, going forward forever, really,
yeah.
would be ideal. But at least for the next 2 years... just make sure you're throwing that little bit more money at it to make sure those people are paid properly.
Yeah.
And then you will reap the benefits of
exactly.
that because it
will
bring people back 100%.
Yeah. And you've not got people slagging off Disney for going, they're not doing this and they're not doing that.
Exactly.
From a staff position and from a, you know, a viewer position as well. But again, to be fair on this, this looked amazing.
Yeah, it really did.
And considering that, like, you know, when you saw a couple of times like the entirety of the TVA through the windows, and it looked good. That whole temporal loom looked amazing.
It really did.
It reminded me of Nidavellir, Nidavellir, that thing, the star where they make...
Nivea.
No, didn't look like Nivea. That probably would. To be fair, old Marvel, it would have just looked like a tub of Nivea. No, it looked like where he makes Stormbreaker.
Yeah.
It really looked like that.
Yeah.
But Ahsoka, again, that looked really good. There's nothing in Ahsoka. I was like, that looks garbage. There's a hole. Yeah. And again, I won't ruin it. There's a whole bit where they're like traveling through hyperspace and how they get to travel through hyperspace.
Right.
And it could have looked very, very naff.
Yeah.
And it didn't look very naff. It looked really, really good. Yeah. But yeah, well done.
Amazing.
I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah,
Are you ready to wrap up?
Yeah.
We haven't got a Pod Fans Assemble.
No,
as we said,
this week.
We will have a Pod Fans Assemble next week. I'll get to that. But before we do, we'll do Patreon shout-outs.
Yes.
And I'll tell you about Patreon. Yeah. So shout-outs-wise, thanks to Geeky Nate, Kenneth, Richard, Jessica, Avid Gamer, and Sheldon for supporting the show. Patrons get access to our bonus podcast, Into the Podverse, brand new episodes every month, and you also get discounts of merch and the ability to listen to the show being recorded live every week. If you want to access all the extra content to support the show, you can head over to patreon.com/thatsuperherothing or hit the link in the description. So because we were off, we paused the Patreon.
Yes.
So if you are a patron, none of you have been billed. We are, and we'll give you heads up, we are gonna start the Patreon again this month.
Yes.
Okay. We are gonna, at some point this week, we will be doing finally our bad movie commentary of The Flash.
Yes.
Neither of us have seen it yet.
No. Nope.
So we are both looking forward to
and
that.
And you know what? I've not really had any spoilers either.
Oh, I've had most of it spoiled.
Oh, I've managed. I don't know how.
I'm not looking forward to it any less, though. I'm looking forward to it more. I know what a horror show it is.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to this one. But yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. So that will be coming out at some point this month.
Yes.
If you are an existing patron, you will start getting billed. We've been gone for a little while. If you want to cancel, guys, or if you need to cancel, absolutely no hard feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
Feelings, completely understandable. Hopefully you won't. If you did cancel, because I know a couple of you did, again, no hard feelings.
If you want to jump back into it,
go for it. We will be making a few changes to Patreon because I think Patreon have brought something in now where you can have free memberships and access a couple of bits and pieces.
Okay.
It won't be the full show, but there'll be like chats on there and stuff like that. So we're going to look into that over the next couple of weeks and we'll let you know if there's any changes. But yeah, so if you want to go there, again, there's a link in the description. Other than that though, guys, again, thanks for listening. Thanks for coming back. Don't forget to come back next week for our review of Loki episode 2.
Yeah.
If you don't already, make sure you check out us on our socials at, I've written Twitter, but it's not even called Twitter now. It's called X now.
Everyone still calls it Twitter though.
It's Twitter. We're on Instagram as well. We're also on Threads and Blue Sky. I don't know.
What's that?
They're just like fake Twitters. We're on there though, and I'll post on there now as well. Maybe. I mean, give it a week, like I'll probably forget. You'll get all the updates on the show and calls to action for next week's Pod Fans Assemble. We will be back with the Pod Fans Assemble next week, so make sure you get your opinions in. If you want to get some of my notes are horrendous. If you want to get to where the real conversation is, sounds so cheesy. Apparently, when I wrote this months ago, I thought that sounded really cool. If you want to talk to us and you want to talk to the listeners direct, there you go. It's better.
That's better.
You can access the Discord server. It is free. It's been free for a while. Again, there are links in the description to the
episode.
Did
you then put be there or be square?
No, but I will now. Watch. Be there or be square.
Do you know where... Genuine.
Oh, God, here we go.
Do you know where that came from?
No.
Right. Do you know why they say it? Be there or be square?
No.
It's because if you're there, you're around.
Oh, my God. It clicks.
But if you're not there, you're then a square. Because you're not around.
I thought it was just because it rhymes.
Isn't that deadening? But it's clever, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to tell people that and say, I knew it all along. I'm not going to give you any credit unless they listen to the podcast, at which point they'll know I'm lying. Finally, if you've enjoyed the show, make sure to follow us on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a rating or review on Apple or Spotify. The more 5-star reviews we get, the higher we go up the charts and the more people can find the show.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, guys, we are glad to be back. I know we came back and went, but again, we've explained why. Thank you again for the support on all that.
Guys.
Thank you for coming back to listen to us again. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I really enjoyed being back.
I've really enjoyed this.
I've really enjoyed doing it again. And we will definitely speak to you next week.
Yeah.
See you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.